You'd have to.
Wait a minute.
When Ty comes up here, everybody needs your phone while later. Now, to follow Jerry Robinson and Stan Lee, you would really, I know from Prisoners of Gravity, to follow names like that, you'd have to be an idiot. So it's my pleasure to introduce James Whaley.
Thank our returning MCs, Rick Green and Rob Salem, who always make us look good at these things. And to our dedicated recurring presenters, Ed Slot and Leanna Kay, and to all the other presenters joining tonight's ceremony, thanks for coming on board. This year's publicity poster was a joint effort with the participation of a number of Canada's top talents, Dale Keown, Carl Kershaw, Ken Lashley with Fidel Crotum, Steve LeBlanc, Francis Manifold, Gabriel Morissette, Paul Revoche, Dave Ross, Ian Sokolowski, and Ty Templeton. With artistic contributions by Darwin Cook, Steve LeBlanc, Vince Marchesano, Paul McCusker, Dave Sim, Ian Sokolowski, and Ruth Tate. A graphic extravaganza, to say the least. Much appreciated. It's always a part. Of course, without the help and support of our many sponsors, these awards wouldn't exist today, and our thanks go to Art Bark Vanaheim Incorporated, Comics Guarantee, Valiant Distribution, Lion's Head Lakefront Resort and Yacht Club, and everybody go to the Project Con in August, Kevacore World, Sips Comics, the Toronto Star, and Visions of Utopia. Jean Schuster PV, Warren Perry, and Mike Catron of the Joe Schuster Estate for giving us permission to use the name Joe Schuster Awards. And to anyone else we may have forgotten to thank, please check the third page of the program book, or I'll be out here a lot longer than they'd like me to be. Now, it was always and remains to this day the essential focus of these Comic Book Creator Awards to increase the awareness in this country and around the world of the vast array of talent that Canada has to offer to this wonderful storytelling medium, and to honor the many giants in the industry and groundbreakers that have come out of the great white north. Let's just hope that global warming doesn't change that part. Now, if we brought attention to even one talented creator that you might not have heard of before, or prompted you to pick up a comic, or a graphic novel, or to check out a web comic, maybe for the first time, or you've learned a bit more about the rich comic creator legacy of this country, then all of this would have been worthwhile, and we've done our jobs. Now, in closing, we'd like to congratulate all the nominees, the Hall of Fame inductees, and winners of awards tonight, and we'd like to send a dedication to a long-term committee member out in Halifax, Phil Ladder, a comic historian and major Zorro fan who is currently suffering with a debilitating condition that prevented him from attending tonight. Get well soon, Phil. Now, I'd like to hand the evening back to Rick and Ross for the presentation of our first award. Thanks very much.